Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, I'm Greg Lancaster. Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I am excited about our Christian Television Network audience today and our VFN Radio audience around the nation and around the world. Isn't it amazing how God is? I mean, joining me, of course, is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
Yeah, I've been really studying India and all the class realities there and different classes and society. I mean, that would be totally amazing here. And
totally.
Yeah, people say there's class warfare. You haven't been to India
yet.
There is definitely class warfare.
You're not an untouchable, so yeah.
But, you know, just seeing how desperate so many Indian people are to find God.
Yeah.
And you can understand why Buddhism came in, because prior to that, the religion was class. So in Buddhism, they defaulted from, you know, Hinduism and all that into the class stuff, where everybody all of a sudden now was, you just lose yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And if your whole life was classed into a, you know, you're never going to be anything. You have to die and be resurrected as something else. It's like, hey, you know, this Buddha dude, you know, like, and you're starting to say, my God, was just giving me a compassion for India, you know, that they need the gospel of Jesus Christ. Yeah. They're hungry for God. And there's many Christians in India. And, but just a compassion. We're so blessed in America.
Yeah, we are.
And the fact that we can talk to you and encourage you on VFN TV and the daily radio program, is just, that's so exciting to us. For all of our listeners that are connected with us in India, our hearts, God's just given us a heart for you. And it's exciting to see how technology, that a lot of it began in India. Sanskrit, by the way. Sanskrit was the original name of some of the data disks and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a language out of India.
Wow.
It's amazing. And how it actually formed too, came from out of Africa, where they migrated over the Arab Arabia and desert, came back down into India. And just the ebbs and flows of such a long society. It's been around for so long.
Wow.
But you know, India needs Jesus.
Yes.
You know, needs Jesus.
Population of 1 billion people. Let me tell you, God has a plan for them, you know.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And the study, you know, that I'm going through, just to get an understanding of the people in India, is they're on their way to being a world power. You know, they're world economic influence now. But when they grab a hold of it, and, you know, how can they do that, migrating out of all these different religions and it's going on? It's pretty interesting. But we just want to thank you for all of our listeners in India. We love you. God's just given us a heart for you. And we want to encourage you. And as others come in to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, we want to encourage them too. It's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news, you know.
That's right.
Well, we're going to be talking about today the RFDI chip.
Hmm.
We talked about this a couple times, you know, but it's so prominent now. Think about convenience. And, you know, comfort and convenience, two of the biggest idols probably in the world right now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so convenient, right?
Yeah.
And it makes my life so much easier. You know, something still has to be planted in the soil, and something still has to come out that you need. Something still has to be herded and type of thing. And unless they can actually print food.
Hey.
You know, they're talking about printing food.
3D food. I think this is an apple. I think we'll bite into it.
Can you imagine Pat's protein log being printed?
Disgusting.
They don't even know what it is. What mean is that?
Oh, we know what it looks like, but.
Okay, so all I know is Donna said, I can't believe you put this in the refrigerator.
Hey,
<man.
laughs> that stuff's good. What are you talking about?
Amazing. Totally amazing. Well, this RFDI chip, we're going to be having a segment on that now, because they have these little armbands now that you can put on and put all your credit information on it. And it's just basically, it's you on a chip.
Right.
You ever heard the old saying, like, I need a chip? Now, it's totally different now, right? Mm-hmm. And in that, they... if you walk into a store, you're going to be able just to pass within inches of a particular reader, and it'll read everything in your buggy and everything. You still got to have a buggy, I guess. And it'll read your chip, and it'll automatically charge your account. Mm. I guess unless you're broke, and then like a red light will go off. Woof, woof, woof. You can't afford these Cheerios. Put them Cheerios
put
back.
Potential thief.
This
potential
is your third half-gallon of ice cream. Listen, we've checked with Obamacare, and they said you have got to cut back on sugars right
put
now.
Put that back.
And them hot wings and pizza on Friday, that is the issue. Oh, wait, have a manifestation in the studio. Watch them, Jesus. They think about it. I mean, they're going to track everything. Mm-hmm. You can't buy or sell. We're going to be talking about that, right? Mm, you can't buy or sell. It's like, I've been trying to gain weight. I can't gain weight. We're going to be like a teenager trying to put on muscle mass. It's like, I'm trying, man. These Cheerios just ain't doing it. But can you imagine? It's going to say, it's probably going to say, listen, we spoke to the Affordable Health Care Act. And based on, you know, your last, because when you were standing there checking out, it also read your weight because there's a scale underneath it. Isn't that something? Can you imagine that? It's about controlling. Lucifer's looking, you know, man tries to do, control men for power. Men still want to rule the world. We talked about that. But shockingly, it's like,
yeah, why?
Hello.
Why do you want to control? What's the big deal? Satan's got all of you. Anyway, so and this is the way to do it through technology. People say, well, the internet's going to go down. It'll be down for a little bit, but believe me, it's going to come back up because this is how they're going to, you know, mm-hmm. control all these chips and things. And so, and we're speculating based on, you know, some of the things that are happening, but also what God has said. And we want to tell you prophetically what God has said about this. And in Revelations, John's looking up that scripture right now, Matthew 12, I believe it is, or Revelations 12, that understanding that, you know, here we are. Mm-hmm. Here we are. And we're going to be talking about that, but also we're going to talk about the three dragons that's being said that was over America as we speak, these three cloud formations that the weather people are saying, this looks like three dragons. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because in conjunction with this mark thing, the RDF chip or whatever it's called, with the mark of the beast, it says, it's like, happy birthday to you.
That's never happened.
It's mine. It's mine. Famous quote. It's mine. And so that this is what it says in Revelations chapter 12, I believe it is. He says, the beast will come from the earth. The dragon will come from the earth. And so you're looking at three dragons over America. They're calling them three dragons. Mm-hmm. They're cloud formations. We'll have them for you. We'll actually show them to you. You'll see them moving. Not now, but we'll be able to show them to you. At the same time, we have, you know, people that are creating. And this is, it boils down to this. Just to make it real easy for you. Do you love God or do you love money? I mean, this is what people are doing. Mm-hmm. I understand what you're saying, but this is my business. And I need to sell these IDF chips, whatever they're called. I need to be able to sell clone or chrome. What do you call those things flying in the air? Drones.
Drones.
Oh, drones.
Clone drones.
RFID.
You know, I need to be able to make a living. Mm-hmm. You know, I got to take your house because I got to make more money. I mean, it's all about money. Mm-hmm. You know, is money your God? If money's not your God, then you're not going to be easily bought into these things, and you won't take your company in this direction. But you can't buy or sell. And if you can't fast, this is going to freak you out because, you know, you can, believe it or not, you can fast for a long period of time with just water.
Yep.
And that'll give you time to abide, to say, you know, Lord, what do I do? And you never know. God may just provide you food by a raven. He may, mm-hmm. you know, just send somebody to you. He may, no telling. It could be Pharaoh could just give you stuff, you know. But in the context of that, so the way that you manage all this data is with computers, obviously, mm-hmm. and you manage people by controlling what they're buying and selling, PayPal and
food.
Well, you know, the different technologies,
Amazon,
you know, bitcoins,
like,
and just digital. And mm-hmm. the truth is, you know, that we have a few of our close people to us that work in banks, and it's not, there's no cash there. It's only just zeros and ones, right?
That's it.
Which means if somebody brings a magnet into that bank, you're broke. It's going to just zero the computers out.
Yeah, we had
a crash. I'm sorry. Oops.
Yeah. We lost it.
But wisdom is print. Print. Make sure you print.
Yeah, print. And so, but with that, the Lord, I'm going to talk to you about a dream, a prophetic dream vision the Lord gave me about this very thing. So we have three things we're going to talk about in hopefully this first program. We have four programs back to back. So catch us on the next one if you didn't get the whole thing, because we're going to talk about this today. And the dragon comes from, Revelation says the dragon comes from the earth. And so you think about it, you know, three dragons are over America right now. Turkey is basically going back. Their president is going back to an Islamic nation. We've provided them with the Iron Curtain and all these different things. Pat Robinson reported on the news. Says, you know, we know about with CBN News. We know about, you know, Russia, and we know about Persia, which is Iran and Russia, but we don't really know who Gomer is. And Gomer's pretty much very well could be Turkey. And everything's coming together right now. Why did we prop up Turkey? Like, why did we give such props to Turkey when this offshoot of the Muslim Brotherhood is taking over now, the reports are, in Turkey? Just because it's not called the Muslim Brotherhood, that's what's coming in. Remember, they replaced all their generals because every time they would rise up to try to change the constitution back from a secular government to go Islamic, the military generals, we've got a whole segment on this. You can you can hear it. But the generals would rise up and they would defend their constitution from enemies, foreign and domestic. So they would stop people from trying to come against the constitution.
Right.
Well, this particular president of Turkey removed all the reports are he removed all those generals. I believe he even locked them up. I mean, you could be locked up in a palace, but he definitely removed them and put his people in place, just setting things up. It's one thing about the devil. It's one thing about the devil is he's a lot more patient than God's people are. He'll work a 100-year plan, and because it's such a long plan, you know, God's people tend to forget, and you know, get lost in the blessing, and I know that's not moving, so I just want to check on that.
I'll fix it.
Okay, thank you. Well, this is amazing how God's stretching this time.
Yeah,
and
got about a minute.
Okay, thank you. And but think about it. This all this is going at the same time. And Chuck Pierce is the one that gets this word about these three dragons. So understand, you know, based on my understanding, and we all know in part and prophesy in part, but you can just study those that have gone before you. And that's what he says in Hebrews. Imitate those that have gone before you. And you can borrow wisdom and experience, especially if you're rightly related to those that have gone before you, instead of just trying to break off and do your own thing. You know, just glean. And the one thing that would always happen, it would be the bad times would be going on, but at the same time, there would be a move of God paralleling that. I mean, look what was going on during the time when Paul's ministry was going on. Roman oppression, you know, the Ottoman Empire was doing all of its stuff, and you had all the things I was talking about in India going on, where they're coming in trying to take over India, the silk trade different things going on. It was not everybody, you know, America, we have this mindset, and we're going to break. We have this mindset as American Christians that it's got to be, the weather's got to be sunny, got to have some change in the account, food in the pantry, got to have name brand clothes on, and a new car, and a decent house, if it's God. Now, if none of this stuff's lined up, if those stars in your life are not lined up, then something, this is not God.
That's right.
Right.
That's a lie. The truth is, it's going to be ever how God wants it to be able to win mankind to himself. And he says, if my people who are called by my name, what he says before that, though, he says, I'm going to send storms on the earth to be able to turn my people back to me. And so the thing is, the storm could be a good thing that brings God's people back to him. As I said yesterday, we got to be ready to respond to this. Do you have anything to tell them when they say, how do I find Jesus? We'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Is religion banned in the workplace? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
The question was, did I send trainees on a training trip for a couple of weeks, and they are typically put together with roommates in hotels. I've had a trainee who, she likes to read her Bible and have quiet meditation time, and she's concerned that having a roommate would interfere with that.
When you have a situation like this, it depends on your policy. If the policy is for economic reasons that you have the employees have roommates, then she should have a roommate also, and she certainly can go to a quiet place in the hotel and study the Bible. You don't want to do anything to interfere with her sincerely held religious beliefs, or Bible study, or times of prayer. You should try to accommodate that, obviously. But I don't think you have to exclude your general policy of having roommates if that's the company's policy. As long as it's equally enforced, there should be no problem.
For more information about your rights in the workplace, visit us on our website at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
It's just amazing what's taking place. But listen to this, the author of The Game Plan.
Yeah.
The Game Plan, which is Kevin Freeman. Kevin Freeman talking about, well, this is what we're believing for, is a third great awakening. A third great awakening in America, but this is the key to it. Listen up.
If we lose everything, it's okay, as long as we know who's in charge and that we have each other.
That's right.
And that we know what's important. There's no doubt. Is there any doubt in your mind? If we know that, we win.
We not only win, but if we cry out to God, we repent of our hedonism and everything else, and we invite the Holy Spirit to come and move through this earth, we won't only win, we will overcome and be extraordinarily victorious. There'll be a massive revival. It would change the nature and the face of the world.
You know, there's nothing more frustrating sometimes when you miss something that you wanted to be able to see. And something you couldn't record it, maybe you couldn't get to it. But you know what? Every weekend we're doing things around the yard, or we're doing things, some hobbies, or we're going out visiting people, or whatever it is. We're driving in our cars to different places. Did you know you can catch the entire week's program every weekend for 24 hours, starting at 9 a.m. Central Time, all the way to 9 a.m. Central Time Monday morning? It's called Marathon Weekend. It's that week's program playing back to back. Don't miss it.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We're going right into discussing this RDFI chip and understanding, you know, what's taking place. Don't just push things off. Don't follow the mass media and the mass wide-roaded crowd and say, what are you doing? You know, just scan your stuff. We're going to play a segment for you, hopefully in this program, if not the next program, about the RFID chip, which we've been talking about as well.
RFID.
Yeah, RFID chip, which is radio frequency data, something that just basically just tells your stuff. And but when you're reading, I want you to read Revelation. Read Revelation chapter 12 right there and listen to this, understanding what we're talking about in the context of this, John.
A great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and a crown of 12 stars on her head. She was pregnant and cried out in pain as she was about to give birth. And then another sign appeared in the heaven, an enormous red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns on its head. Its tail swept a third of the stars out of the sky and flung them to the earth. The dragon stood in front of the woman who was about to give birth, so that it might devour her child the moment he was born. She gave birth to a son, a male child, who will rule all the nations with an iron scepter. And her child was snatched up to God and to his throne. The woman fled into the wilderness to a place prepared for her by God, where she might be taken care of for 1,260 days. Verse 7, then war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back. But he was not strong enough, and they lost their place in heaven.
We want to jump right here, and we want to read into verse 11, where he says, then I saw a second beast coming out of the earth. Think about that. And this is the part I want to talk about. Then I saw a second beast coming out of the earth. Understand, it doesn't come from heaven. It doesn't come from, it's out of the earth from amongst us when you think about it. Mm-hmm. It had two horns like a lamb, but it spoke like a dragon. And we're going to be showing you just a moment, or if this program or next program, that right now, weather reports are this. There is three dragons over America is what they're saying. Three dragons, and we're going to show you. It's amazing this weather pattern that's going on right now. At the same time, this RFDI chip, which is the tracking of, you know, buying and selling. So it goes on. And what's the unique thing about this particular mindset? This person that's coming out of the earth, that's doing all this stuff, or this spirit. Verse 12 says it exercises all the authority over the first beast on its behalf and made the earth and its inhabitants worship the first beast who was fatally wounded and had been healed. And think about today. I mean, how many fiction things people have seen. Mm-hmm. It's like when reality happens, people don't know whether it's surreal, real, or just right. fake. And then he says it performed great signs, even caused fire to come down from heaven to the earth in view of all the people. Because of these signs, it was given power to perform on behalf of it. And it says the second beast was given power to give breath to the first particular beast that went down, or the man that went down. And then he says in verse 16, he said, it also forced all people, and this is the aspect I wanted to talk about. It also forced all people, and understand, it forced all people. You know, only Americans right now in our mindsets is, you can't make me do anything. It's like, right. Have you looked at the other 7 billion people on the face of the
Hello.
Earth? Right. Yes, they can. Have you been to the gulags in North Korea? Yes, they can. He says, and they forced all people, great and small, which is, you know, somebody that you may think is great and somebody mm-hmm. small, rich or poor, so it doesn't matter how much money you have, free or slave, it doesn't matter what you're getting paid or if you're getting paid, to receive a mark on their right hands or on their forehead. Isn't it interesting that you have a chance? What I think is also interesting about India is they've practiced so long carrying a mark on their foreheads that it wouldn't be hard for 1.3 billion people in India.
Yeah.
To start replacing that with just a simple, right. you know, RFDI chip type thing. They had this big program called Printing India, which you make the hopefully a related segment. You can see that. And they forced them to be able to take this mark so that they could not buy or sell. Buy or sell. That's so important. Mm-hmm. Unless they had this mark, which is the number of the beast or the number of his name. This calls for wisdom. Understand that when he says this calls for wisdom, we got to think about this and pray about this and ask the Lord to lead us. That's why we teach you to abide, because God will lead you. You can't go listen to some man teach somewhere when you're all by yourself and somebody's got you in a corner at some governmental office somewhere, maybe, right. you know, and saying, right. just sign here. Everything's fine. We're going to take care of you. Everything's great. Yeah. Don't worry. You can buy, sell. You can do everything. All you need is this simple little thing here.
Just hold the pen. We'll move the paper. You know?
Yeah. And if you're abiding with the Lord and you know Jesus, you're going to feel. You got to learn to follow His voice, and He'll tell you what to do at that time. He said, "Those that are led by the Spirit are sons of God." He says, "Let this person who has insight, so wisdom and insight, calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man." A man, which is his number is 666. And you think about, see, what is that? You know, what is that? Well, you got to hear, I mean, think about, this is what God showed me. He took me in a vision, a dream, and He showed me this whole thing going down. And this, and we're going to talk about in the next program about the RFDI chip, how it just kind of goes in line with what God was saying to me and what He's saying in His word and we're saying to others. But I'm just telling you what He's saying to me, so I'm not speaking for others. But I will be talking about Chuck Pierce, who talks about the four dragons over America just this week. Mm-hmm. Right now, as we speak. So remember, they're over America right now, and they're headed east.
Right.
They're headed east. And but what He showed me was I was sitting in this imagine this big, huge office. Imagine working in a city. And everybody has their little cubicles in this big open office. And you're just taking in data. And as I was working, I realized, you know, we're all doing the same thing. But then I realized that this is people's personal information. You know, we're gathering everything. And that's what computers are. I mean, computers are that it can know every, I mean, if you know, whatever you put in it, it'll be able to recall it quickly. It can do facial recognition now with that face program. It can do all kinds of different things it can do. And fingerprint technology and all that. And I'm realizing as I'm doing this job, and we're all doing this job, it just dawned on me, this is wrong. This is not right, you know?
And this is in the dream, right?
This is the dream. This is this vision, this dream. And in that, you couldn't communicate. You couldn't talk to people. You couldn't just come up and go, hey. There was a movie years ago. I forget what the name of it was, but this lady just stood up on a desk with all these sweatshop workers, and she just started saying, this is wrong. I don't remember what the movie was. You couldn't do that because it wouldn't end up well for you.
Mm-hmm.
And but we all had a almost like a bulletin board, a white bulletin board that we could write something on. And so we're coming to the end of the hour. Well, let me tell you, you need to catch the next program, because I want to tell you very specifically, this thing is coming to pass, and it's coming to pass quickly. God said it was, but okay, it's not the end of the world. It's the fulfillment of what God said would happen, so that his church will be taken away. I mean, God's coming. Jesus is coming back for his church. The question is, are you part of the church? Are you ready to be taken away? When the signs are before us and we're seeing this and God is speaking to us, we need to pay attention to what he's saying. He says, let the wisdom pay attention. Let those who have insight calculate. Understand these times are come. Catch us in the next program. We're going to continue talking about this.
Oh, my goodness. Auntie's Restaurant Barbecue. A taste of Southern soul on Highway 29, just 1/4 mile north from Kingsfield Road, right on the right-hand side. Come on in and get some. Brunson Air and Heating in Mobile. They can do all of your service work quick and efficient. Give them a call today. Brunson Air and Heating. You'll be glad that you did. Mark Downey and Associates is a real estate firm that specializes in property management and high-end home sales. The secret to their success is simple: aggressive marketing and an intense passion for serving others. Call Mark Downey's team today. Taqueria Ogies, authentic Mexican food. They're coming all over the Gulf Coast for some. Come get some today. Spicy, hot, and delicious. Your plate is next. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
We're in this for the long haul, or until they take us down. We're in this thing. We are here all the way until the Lord says no. And we are excited about it. There are so many things going to happen and unfold. Understand that God is preparing himself a people across the world and across the nation. We believe there's going to be a third great awakening. There are men and women who may have bowed the knee, who may have done these things that everybody else has done. I mean, read our testimony. I mean, God's brought us out of all this. But when God redeems you, even if you bowed your knee, he'll forgive you. And so he said that he reserved for himself prophets that have not bowed their knee. Well, we have. He's reserved for himself his son, Jesus Christ, that if we make Jesus Christ the Lord of our life, though we've sinned, though we've faltered, though we've made these mistakes and error, and the enemy seduced us or lured us or whatever, you know, whatever it is, that when you repent, God forgives you, and it's as if you never bowed your knee. So it's not about a self-righteous, hey, I've never done anything wrong. Well, you just did that wrong, because that's not true, and that's pride and can't be used. It's false humility. But understand that if, in fact, that you want to say, God, I want to be a part of what you're doing. I don't want to be on the sidelines. I want to be a player, as we talked about yesterday. I want to encourage you. Today is your day. Today is the day that you can say, you know what? I want to make Jesus Christ the Lord of my life, the Lord of my life. And I want to be forgiven. God, forgive me for everything, all my compromise, where I bowed my knee down, where I've sinned against you and sinned against others. Restore me, cleanse me, be the Lord of my life. I'm going to begin to learn how to be your disciple and abide with you on a daily basis. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Awesome. Go to meetmyfather.org, meetmyfather.org, and find out more about how we made that very same decision. We met our God, our Father God, through his Son, Jesus Christ, and you just did too. And share your story with us. Let us know that what happened. And also go to iabide.org and learn how to abide with Jesus. You abide in him, he abides in you, and you're going to be very successful as he measures success in your life.
Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, I'm Greg Lancaster. Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I want to give a big shout out to our Christian Television Network audience and our VFN radio audience around the nation and around the world. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
Man, if y'all missed our earlier program this week, you got to, and we're talking about, just end time fulfillment of prophecy.
Yes.
And not only reading scripture, but hearing the word of God, God is speaking about this.
Right.
At the same time, mankind is fulfilling this. I mean, it's all kind of converging at the same time. In addition to that, you know, Ezekiel 38, you're looking at, I believe it's Ezekiel 38, we're real close to that day. It looks like that the Arab League nations or whatever end up starting to come against Israel, and then that's when God shows himself mighty. Mm-hmm. And this Turkey is preparing, basically partnered up with an offshoot of the Muslim Brotherhood, you know, reports are, and going as an Islamic nation, that pray for Israel, support Israel. But listen, by standing with VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, you know, we're committed to standing for God and country in that order, and Israel. That's our primary focus. You know, God, what are you saying about to us, your church? What are you saying about this nation? What are you saying about Israel? That's what we want. And as you can see, even behind us here on at VFNTV.com, there's so many different articles to educate you. God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And you can go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, the VFN torch, and you can find out. You won't miss anything. You won't miss anything. And I encourage you to choose prophecies and just start looking over, because prophecy, so often you hear prophecy, when people talk on prophecy, they just talk historically. But there comes a day when prophecy is being fulfilled. So it's like, okay, we want to talk about God said this is going to happen, but if it's happening, I want you to tell me it's happening. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not necessarily a history lesson. This is history in advance, and now we're living it out. And so that is our RFDI chip that we're going to be talking about today in this program. And it's a chip, basically. Imagine this. Imagine your everything about you, all the information about you, your finances, your banking, your health, and everything's on this chip. And it can fit on a simple little armband, like the ones we use in the father and son camping trips and all that. Some paper armband. We'll show you that. And if you fill your buggy up with groceries and you walk by a checkout area, it will automatically have RFDI chips on the groceries, and it will have then you'll have your unique one on your wrist, and so when you walk by, it will just automatically charge you for your groceries.
Wow.
I'm not into auto anything.
No.
Life's difficult.
I want to see a receipt.
I'll forget an auto.
That's right.
Yeah, definitely. Learn to print off everything. Forget about the green stuff. That is the ultimate. Is that an ultimate?
Yeah.
You know, have them to send you paper bills and paper things. I mean, you'll be able to have what you can prove is yours.
That's right.
You can listen to Prudent Preparation to help you out in that. But this RFDI chip is here. I mean, they're talking about it right now. We're actually going to talk about it. And it boils down, as I was saying in an earlier program, if you missed it, you can catch it at VFNTV.com. But it just boils down to money. Mm-hmm. When people say, no, I don't have any issues with that, I have no problem with that, but nobody's going to mess with my job. That's the whole thing. That's it. Your job is your money. The money is what you do with decisions you make in your life. You know, show me your check register and I'll show you who you are.
That's right.
You know, it just boils down to it. Because where your treasure is,
That's where your
heart where your heart is.
That's right.
And 97% of listen to this. 97% of regular church attenders, according to George Barna, who attend church at least once every 2 weeks, don't do it. They're robbing from God. Only 3%. Only 3%. And so that's where our heart is right now in the nation.
That's right.
And you know, granted, there's probably some folks that just blew it and did whatever with when you honored God, maybe, but you can't stop honoring God because men didn't honor God with it.
Right.
You got to do what's right before the Lord. And so this RFDI chip, when you think about it, it makes you think about, and I'm going to tell you, the Lord gave me a vision, a dream about this, what I'm about to read you about. And it's in Revelations chapter 13. And he's talking here about this particular mark of the beast that you can't buy or sell. And he says, in it, he says, I believe it's around verse 15. He says, the second beast was given power to give. I'm reading from Revelations chapter 13, verse 15. Because I'm talking about this RFDI chip that tracks everything in your life. I mean, it will track everything. And we're going to show you right now, they're promoting it and marketing it. And they're just, the people that are making it are going, listen, it's only going to work if you're 3 inches away. And listen, they're going to say, it's like if you get me 3 inches away, it's like they can cut your arm off and carry it over there 3 inches away from this device. Understand your body. It's God that keeps you safe.
Right.
Not your own stuff.
That's right.
Like, hey, I got this. It's fingerprint protected. It's like next time I see you, it's like, what happened to your fingers?
Yeah, right.
They stole my fingerprints. Oh, my goodness. So he says this in verse 15. He says, the second beast was given power to give breath to the image of the first beast so that the image could speak and cause all who refuse to worship this internet thing, no, worship the image to be killed. It also forced all people, great and small. So don't worry about it. It's like they're just picking on the small people. It's going to be everybody, great and small, rich and poor, free and slave. So it didn't matter how much money you had or don't have. I mean, they're doing it right now in India. It's called Printing India. And just it's amazing what's happening. Just America. I'm going to tell you what's really, I believe personally, is happening. That Satan's plan is getting really messed up by the church in America. And by the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can take down the original tent, God's original tent for this nation, if you let them take down the original tent and do it with this Constitution and minimize the church, then this whole thing will be pushed quickly over into it. But they have to contend with that because God says, I'll raise a nation up and I'll take one down. And he raised this nation up.
Mm-hmm.
And he can also take it down. He says, also all force all people, great and small, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hands or their foreheads. And think about that. I mean, you got a choice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you about a prophetic dream the Lord gave me about this. Plus, we're going to show you somebody that right now, CBN News has a report on it, that they're producing the thing as we speak. Simultaneously, four dragons are over America as I'm talking to you right now. In four weather patterns, they're calling four dragons. They'll say four dragons going right across, which is bringing down hell the size of baseball. It's storms just not galore coming out of that thing.
Wow.
It's heading east. And he says, so that, and this whole mark thing and this tracking thing, he says, so that they could not buy or sell unless they have this particular mark, which is the number of the beast or the number of its name. He says, this calls for wisdom. Let the person who has insight calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. It's a man.
Mm-hmm.
The number is 666. And so you may have heard that before, not heard it. You may overheard it, but don't really know what that was, but you just stay away from it because you think, you know, jinx or something, you know, the superstition stuff. But the truth is that is a symbol of what's going to be happening. And he talks about this dragon comes from the earth. This dragon comes from the earth. And when you see that, he's thinking, my goodness, you know, that's what we're looking at right now, the technology and all the stuff that's coming up right now. Well, in this dream, I got to tell you this dream. I began to talk about it in the first program. I'm going to tell you the whole dream now. And then we're going to go to break and we're going to come back and see this RFDI technology that's available right now. But in this dream, imagine I was just in this huge office area, this big open area with a whole bunch of different pods, you know, little workstations, I guess you call them.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just inputting data. And I realized that we were putting in all your information, everybody's information, were just all these different hundreds, if not a thousand folks, was just inputting data. And like everything about you. And so then I just started going thinking, this is not good. Mm-hmm. This is wrong. But the spirit over the place was, you can't say it's wrong. Mm-hmm. Because it was not going to end good for you. And so, but each of us had our own bulletin board and our cubicle thing, and we were going to go on break. And when I went on break, I was going to write on my bulletin board a message to everybody else who didn't realize, they didn't know. It dawned on me as I was doing it, and they still didn't know that it wasn't, you know, a right thing that was going on. And when I wrote on the board, I wrote this. I said, and the number I'm writing on this
whiteboard.
This whiteboard. It's really like a, not even a whiteboard. It's like a bulletin board, styrofoam type thing. And this is what I wrote. And the number of his name is 666. And I was like, folks, you know, this is it. Right. The question is, you know, after this break, you're going to see some of this technology is happening right now, and how open the creators of it are, and how they're saying, you know, this is going to make, you know, you understand that, you know, America serves two specific idols, and this will really meet those different idols, which are comfort and convenience. Mm-hmm. This will make your life much more comfortable. And think about it. You can just, you know, roll your little buggy past the aisle and understand when that happens. We'll talk more about that after this break, but they're going to not just track your groceries, but they're going to track your calories, your protein intake. They're going to track everything, because healthcare, everything's being turned over. Margaret Thatcher said this, prime minister. She said that once you give your people healthcare, you'll never get them back.
Wow.
You'll never get them back, because that's a big thing. People just want to live, even though many don't. They just want to live. And in the context of that, and so here we are. I mean, this is the mark of the beast. God just spoke to me in this, and now we're going to talk about this RFID chip. More when we come back from this break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
There's nothing like wisdom from those who have gone before us. I mean, think about it. Reverend Billy Graham has reached the world. He's being interviewed by Greta Van Susteren here on Fox News, and she's asking him a very important question. It's something that we talk about all the time about an abiding relationship with Jesus Christ. But listen to the wisdom of Reverend Billy Graham as she asks him a very important question. We'll be right back.
If you were to do things over again, would you do it differently?
Yes. I would study more. I would pray more. Travel less. Take less speaking engagements. I took too many of them in too many places around the world. If I had to do over again, I'd spend more time in meditation and prayer and just telling the Lord how much I love Him and adore Him. And I'm looking forward to the time we're going to spend together for eternity.
Why would you speak less when you had such an enormous audience and people listening? Why would you want to speak less?
I didn't mean that I would speak less in these great stadiums. I meant that I would speak less at all kinds of conferences and things that I was invited to throughout the world, especially in Great Britain and the United States, because I'd get up and travel to those places, and I didn't have time to think and study and pray, and I needed time for that. And if I had to do it over again, I would try to organize it much better.
I mean, think about it. All this wisdom and the Word of God, the Word of God tells us, imitate those that have gone before us. We can either start again like we have not borrowed the experience and grown from those wisdom that has gone before us, such as Reverend Billy Graham, or we could say, you know what? He's right. I'm going to apply the wisdom that he's learned in his life, and I'm going to begin to abide. In my schedule, in my time, it's going to be specifically how I love God, love others, and lead others to do the same. If you don't have a plan right now how to abide with God, this is what we talk about continually. Go to iabide.org, iabide.org, and request your simple plan today that we have available for you so you can begin to walk in this wisdom today. It's iabide.org.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We're talking about the RFID, right?
RFID
chip, and this Revelation chapter 13, talking about you can't buy or sell without it. The dream that Lord just gave me. And the key is you cannot track anybody unless you have everybody's information. They have to know everything about you. Mm-hmm. We'll see if they're taking over healthcare. They're going to know your medication. They're going to know your weight. I mean, think about it. They're going to know your weight, what your weight is.
Not a concern on his face. You see that? I mean, just actually very confident there.
He blouses, so we don't really know.
It's camouflage.
He's blouses. And so you're going to imagine walking through getting your groceries. And they just know everything. They're going to say, listen, you're going to need to put the ice cream back.
Yeah. Mm. John, put away the extra pizza.
That's going to be tough.
Well, you think about it. Not only that, they said, or your healthcare premium is going to go up. And said, well, I'm not going to. And you go, well, I don't want my healthcare premiums to go up. It's okay. Don't worry about it. We just took it out of your account because it's the RFID chip.
Right.
You lose total control.
Yeah.
You remember, if you have not heard Nehemiah, you know, reestablishing the church in America was. The prayer was they had every control over our body. Mm-hmm. That's a powerful word. You got to hear that. But watch this from CBN News. It is amazing, this RFID chip.
The banner reads, prepare to be thrilled. And if you're into amusement parks, this convention is the place to be. Each year, theme park entertainment grows more exciting and cutting edge, like the true trackless ride systems. From trackless to cashless, we found what operators describe as the latest ways to make the park experience more convenient for customers and employees. That includes RFID.
We're going to have the ability to do it through an RFID chip. So it would be as simple as walking up, tapping your card to accept that form of payment on the system.
RFID technology can sense when either a certain device or if that device is on a person, where they are, what they're doing, and depending on how you want to use it, it can help with things like data collection.
RFID uses radio waves to transmit information at a distance. A microchip and an RFID tag contains unique identification numbers. Tom Foster works for PDC, Precision Dynamics Corporation. He says the organization pioneered the technology around the turn of the century.
We use a passive chip, which means there's no battery. So it lays dormant on your wrist until it comes in contact with an RFID reader.
Companies like PDC, which produce RFID products, say the technology helps with areas such as access control, keyless entry, and cashless point of sale. Precision Dynamics developed the first kiosk that dispenses and encodes RFID wristbands for amusement park purchases. It's like a wallet on your wrist.
You simply have the ability to spend. Here again, RFID is going to drive sales.
It raises a number of questions, however. What about privacy? And can the information on that wristband be stolen?
With the RFID technology, we're not tracking anybody. There's a 2 to 3 inch read range required to be able to read that information on the tag. And if you can read that information on the tag, there's nothing you can do with that information because everything is encrypted also on the back end server.
That may be the case with these wristbands, but consumer privacy expert Dr. Catherine Albrecht is concerned about RFID technology in general and what the future holds.
They want RFID tags in your refrigerator and the objects that you buy. And ultimately, as Dr. Katina Michael is making so clear, they want these tags in us. They want them in us. We're using radio frequency to identify things and transmit information all the time nowadays. I think what is coming next, though, is what the marketers and the developers of this technology call the Internet of Things. This idea is that every physical object would have its own equivalent of an IP address encoded into the microchip.
With the goal, Albrecht says, of tracking the consumer habits. Beyond the privacy concerns, she says RFID technology carries biblical implications, with hobbyists embedding microchips into their flesh.
There will be a time when humanity will be forced to take a mark, and that mark will be on the right hand or the forehead. It is the number 666. We're told to pay attention and look out for that. And people who do not take that mark, of course, will not be able to buy or sell.
The scripture she's referring to is Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 through 18.
Some people say RFID will be the mark of the beast because it can be a mark in your hand that you can transmit. If it isn't, and it may well not be, there may well be something that comes next beyond that to become, to fulfill that biblical prophecy. But every one of those steps was getting us closer to that end destination.
Radio isn't the only way that Albrecht is getting her message out about the dangers of RFID technology and what it can lead to. She's also a best-selling author, writing books for both adults and children. Albrecht has devoted a decade to studying RFID. One result of her research, the book Spy Chips, How Major Corporations and Government Plan to Track Your Every Move with RFID. She especially wants to reach younger readers with I Won't Take the Mark, a Bible book and contract for children to help kids understand the book of Revelation.
I am stunned at the number of people who have gone to VBS and summer camp and Bible school and Sunday school, and they've never even heard of the Mark of the Beast. The churches aren't preaching it. They're not discussing it. There's an embarrassment factor about this, which is ironic because throughout all of history, it's been a huge topic. Now that we're actually seeing these technologies develop before our eyes, no one wants to talk about them.
Albrecht is working to change that, wanting people to think before blindly accepting new tracking technology. Mark Martin, CBN News, Florida and New Hampshire.
Just think about that. This is that technology. That's what she's talking about. When you look at Revelation, and as we speak right this moment, there is three cloud formations over America, and they're reporting them as three dragon storms. You're seeing them right now on your screen as I'm talking. This is what's happening over our nation as we speak. Understand too, in Revelation chapter 13, verse 11, he says, "Then I saw a second beast come from the earth." Understanding a second beast or dragon coming from the earth in the context of that. And he says it had two horns and lamb, but it spoke like a dragon. And I'm reading right here from Chuck Pierce, who just this week, the Lord spoke to them in their gathering there. And he says, so now this, dragons are on the move. And even the great dragon is now mounting up. Nations that will align are now aligning. So watch carefully and look deep into the circumstances around you. For there are days of great change. Watch the signs on your road, for your road is now changing. New opportunities are coming. Watch now, for I will realign your path. Understand that when you're looking at this right now, you can see that this is what's happening over America as we speak. And they're calling this the three dragons. And you can find out this specifically and go to the VFN Torch in this segment. You can see it. But this is a major sign. God speaks through signs and wonders. Mm-hmm. You have yesterday we're talking about the bison fleeing Yellowstone Park. I mean, over and over again, these things are happening. You're seeing the alignments take place. We just talked about Turkey a little bit. How it's aligning, but also realize this, but God's positioning you, if you're a believer, for your destiny, to be able to let everyone know he's God. And everything, everyone was relying on, think about it, everything that everyone was relying on that wasn't God or that didn't realize God had provided for, that's going to be shaken. But understand, God's not going to be shaken.
Mm-hmm.
So these are exciting days, but you need to be prepared for this. And when you think about infant dwarfism, you know, how they did that study about infant dwarfism where they took 10, I believe it was 10 children in this particular medical facility, and five of them, they provided their basic food and changed their diapers, but they didn't give them any emotional attention, touch, or anything like that. But the other ones, they fed and they changed, but they also touched and played with and just interacted with. And what they found out, they tracked these children over the years, and these five children that weren't touched, but they were provided for, they fed them and they changed their diapers, that they were dwarfed in their development. They did not ever come to their fullest potential physically, emotionally, and all that. And they called it infant dwarfism. And right now the church is suffering from infant dwarfism. I mean, yes, you've been going every, you know, however how often, and you've been getting some food. And yeah, every time there's a mess, you go to somebody, a counselor, and they help you clean the mess up. But you're called for so much more than that. Everything that God is in Christ, and Christ is in you. And God's called you for a purpose. And it's the five fingers of God, the five-fold ministry, if you would, the fullness of God, apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, and evangelists, that God gave to the church to be able to touch you and to help you and to encourage you and to inspire you and to train you up for works of service so that you're no longer tossed back and forth by every wind of doctrine and the cunningness of men. But instead, you'll be able to speak the truth in love and build the church up in love as each part does its work, and you're a part. And that's what God's called us to do. So it's time for you to begin to cry out again and say, God, what's my destiny? What have you called me for? Lord, I am so ready. I'm ready to break loose from all this religion and tradition that's held me back and all my wrong mindsets. I'm going to believe that what your finished work on the cross has done for me, it is done. I am yours. Here I am, Lord. How do you want me to move in this day? Lord, let me be, let signs and wonders move through me and because of me. Dear Lord, don't make me a sign and cause people to wonder, right?
That's all right.
Blue Angel Hot Tubs, Pools, and Spas. Contact Joyce today if you're looking to make that addition to the home. They have a wide selection of hot tubs, and the price is right. They even ship nationwide. Give them a call today. Cordova Lanes in Pensacola. Not just your ordinary bowling alley, it's your community center that is perfect for family gatherings, school field trips, church socials, networking opportunities, and so much more. Come visit and strike with us today. Glenn Parker at Allen Turner Hyundai. Buying a car can be an overwhelming thing. I encourage you to visit Glenn Parker at Allen Turner Hyundai, where Glenn makes buying a car smooth and easy. Visit him today in Car City. You'll be glad you did. Downtown Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. Go visit Tony Baker. Listen, doesn't matter if you're in good shape, bad shape. He'll get you in the right shape. All the training you can get for self-defense in Pensacola. Visit him today at Downtown Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless. I want to say this too before we go, that if you have not yet experienced the VFN Dream Center, you need to on the Gulf Coast, or maybe virtually. You can go to vinefellowshipnetwork.org or vfmdreamcenter.org and come and experience every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Live on VFN TV, but also at 3 p.m. again, Central Time, and these are Central Times. Mm-hmm. The presence of the Lord was so powerful last Sunday, and so there's nothing like the presence of God, and that's all we want. We just want to be with God. We're so grateful that He wants to be with us, but you can do that, and you can find out more how to get there or how to connect to us virtually by going to vfndreamcenter.org and find out the details on the front.